With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House lawmakers have rejected a war powers resolution that would have prevented President Trump from sending U.S. military forces to Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The House vote ended in a tie, falling just short of the majority needed for passage. It came a week after the Senate failed to pass a similar resolution. Two House Republicans voted with all Democrats for the legislation. The War Powers resolution would have directed the president to remove troops from Venezuela, even though the Trump administration told senators last week that there are no U.S. forces on the ground there. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Vice President J.D. Vance was in Minneapolis today, saying he's visiting Minnesota to learn more as protesters clash with federal agents trying to make immigration arrests.
I wanted to meet with business leaders, with ICE officers, with local law enforcement to try to understand a little bit better what's going on so that we can tone down the temperature a little bit, reduce the chaos, but still allow us as a federal government to enforce the American people's immigration laws. That is the purpose of my visit.
Bread was flying off the shelves, salt was being loaded into trucks, and utility workers nervously watched forecasts Thursday as a huge winter storm that could bring catastrophic damage, widespread power outages, and bitterly cold weather barreled towards the eastern two-thirds of the U.S. The massive storm system is expected to bring a crippling ice storm from Texas through parts of the South, potentially around a foot of snow from Oklahoma through Washington, D.C., New York, and Boston. On Wall Street, the Dow by 306 points, the Nasdaq rose 211, the S&P 500 advanced 37. This is SRN News. What do you think about the Bible?
According to a poll released by the Family Research Council, 28% of regular churchgoers think the Bible is the Word of God and should be taken literally. Another 26% agree, but add the caveat that some verses are meant to be symbolic, not literal. 15% of churchgoers believe the Bible is the Word of God but contains some factual errors, and 16% say the Scriptures are just one of many holy books and no better than any of the others. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's Hispanic congregations are growing, according to a poll released by Lifeway Research. A lot of new Latino-majority churches are springing up around the country. The average Hispanic congregation starts with about 30 members, but by year 8, that number has increased to nearly 100. Half of the new churches in the three states were in the most Latinos, Texas, Florida, and California. SRN News. Homicide rates in many U.S. cities dropped steeply in the year 2025. We hear more on this story from correspondent Mike Kempen reporting.
A report by the Council on Criminal Justice shows a 21% decrease in homicides last year from 2024 in 35 U.S. cities. According to the report, homicides declined in 31 of the cities, resulting in nearly 1,000 fewer in 2025 than the previous year. But experts say it's too early to say why the declines are happening or how long they will last. The report tracked 13 crimes and recorded drops last year in 11 of those categories, including carjackings, shoplifting, and aggravated assaults. I'm Mike Hempett.
More details available at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.